master class at 1083 South Baratania Street for teachers, ministers, and healers. And today our subject is time and timeless. And we were supposed to do something during the week. What were we supposed to do during the week? Work with your voice. Okay. Okay. How are you today? Are you all resonating and vibrating and everything? You got a lot of smiling, happy faces there. Good, good. How you been doing, Eileen, with working on your voice?
Good. I've been making a tech chanting that can really
help
my voice sound.
Oh, good. Oh, terrific, terrific. An integral chanting tape. That's always a good one. The integral chanting tape I got's from year to year. And what I do is I play the previous year's tape along and sing along with it. Now when I can do that, I can tape it right through and on the tape without the outside noise distorting the sound. Because about the third time, the one sounds like it's
out of a can someplace.
Rattling. Good, good. What have you been noticing? Have you been working on projecting your voice coming from a deeper part of yourself?
Yeah. It gives more meaning, more sureness in what I'm saying, more confidence. Instead of mumbling down.
Yeah.
Just bringing it up, feeling more confidence with
that.
I'm not saying something if it's going to be mumbled, because it's not a certain thing to say. Just say it right out.
Interesting. The energy. Energy. She noticed the difference in the energy. When you're projecting, you have more confidence in what you're saying. When you're not projecting, it's something that you're not trying to bring out all the way. You see, you're not confident in. And if you notice people talking that way to you, they'll be saying something and then they'll come back up loud and you go, what'd they say? And they'll keep on going and cover it up, you see, by diverting your attention someplace else. Watch it, that doesn't happen to you. Watch you don't do that. Because if you start diverting energies in other directions, then you start diverting, giving your subconscious mind the okay to go in different directions with your energies when you want to go forward to your energies, to your goals. Good, good, good. How have you been doing with your voice exercises this week?
Good.
Concrete science is green, so you're coming up from yellow. Okay, let's give him a hand for that, coming up out of the yellow. Boy, it's all been a time, hasn't it? Okay, go ahead.
Well, just kind of practicing projecting it, working with chanting more, going up and down the ranges, sort of, kind of feel it in different places.
As you do that, as you go through your fluctuations and your variations and your flexibility, you'll notice that things will change in your life too. You'll get more flexible and there'll be a wider range of awareness too. You can't do it on one level without having it happen on other levels. It's that simple. You can't work on one level without affecting other levels. You can't be emotionally upset without affecting your mind and your actions, you see. You can't have erroneous knowledge without it affecting your ideas and thinking. So that's good to know, you know, good to get that variation. And also to know that principle. When you do it on one plane, it affects all the other planes. And if it doesn't, then it causes separation. So whatever you're doing on one plane, make sure you do that on other planes. Because if you're just doing it mentally, remember that's still affecting you spiritually. Anything you do mentally or emotionally is also affecting your spiritual body and its ability to move forward and act. Good, good. What else did you notice? Anything else you'd like to share with that?
Yeah, one chant that I was enjoying when I was going through the hall, I was practicing resonating and wearing the way up, trying to lighten it up through the energy center, but it was just opening up wide. It was like it was just opening wide. Mm-hmm. Playing, but working with it, you know, knowing that I have range.
Good. From the narrowest point to the highest, widest point. The way the bands flow, too. You're at your most separated from God consciousness when you're physically orientated. That's the farthest away, and those are the people that usually suffer loneliness, you know, feel separation, all those kind of things, because they're down there in the red, and they're all by themselves, running around their own, you know, physically orientated. Then you get in the emotional, and that expands. That expands and has the, it's seven times less dense than the mental awareness. There's seven times difference in the density there. And there's seven times difference between the emotional state and the mental state, the lower mental state, in density. And it's the same way with the elements, earth, water, fire, air. The difference in their densities is seven. You have seven layers of skin on your body. You have seven sheaths around you. You have seven centers, major centers that you use in your body. See, number seven is very powerful. How you been doing with your voice this week, Shannon? One thing a teacher, a healer, and a minister must talk with is the voice of authority. And a voice of authority is firm and sure. So don't talk about things you don't know about. Talk about the things you do know about. Then you'll be firm and sure in them. You'll have some authority. Find out where you get your authority. When you're giving something, it should be a matter of fact. In a matter-of-fact manner. Not in, well, I think that it's this way, you know. Well, I always felt that way, but I'm not sure. That's not very authoritative. I am that. It's authoritative. Good, so you learned, you know, how your authoritative voice sounds. That's good. You should find out how your authoritative voice sounds and learn how to use it. Learn when to use it. Good, good. Anything else you'd like to share? There's another key. Conscious of the voice is a different awareness than when you're just doing it from conditioned reaction. And people have more respect for a conscious voice than they do for one that's been conditioned, where the person isn't behind their voice, it's just coming out. Makes a difference when you're there and when you're not there. See, consciousness means you're there. A conscious presence means you're in the presence. So you should realize that. See, we're getting some good keys here. Pretty good keys. How did you do this week with the voice, Eric, Connie?
What I've noticed, especially with Dan and Eileen, is the tones that I come across with makes a big difference in the effect that it has.
Especially on emotional people. When you talk to emotional people, they respond mostly out of tones. You see? But tones have a big difference in how you come across. Isn't that right? Yes.
And I've been looking in the key of C a few times. I've been in here with ID, and you're probably interested
in C. Good. Practicing the C is the blue ray. Blue. So when you're talking, blue comes out. Get the key. Know what key you're talking in. So if you need to change a note or an octave, you can do it. You know, some songs I sing in a high octave and some I sing in a lower octave. See, I can split the octave. I can work with my lower, higher octave. In opera singing, they have that where they work with a higher octave. If you notice, most of your spiritual masters talk to you in the higher octaves. they're always holding up the higher things. And they're talking to you.
They're not talking down here.
They're talking up here. They keep it high and they keep it steady in one steady tone and they keep giving you this talk out there and then they bring it up a little bit and they bring it up a little bit more and then they bring it down and you know, they get that sliding sound. Now what do you think of that? Boom. It's a little exaggerated.
And also then chanting, I noticed what key I was on and just take it a little bit higher than what I had previously. And also kind of resonating with different chants as well. Different chants resonate at different levels.
They resonate at different vibratory rates. Resonation is a control of vibratory rate. Because if you have one that's a sharp resonation, it'll cut people. If it's a soft or flowing resounding tone or resonation, then it'll caress their aura. Won't cut through them. Good. Good keys, good keys. Anything else you'd like to share about the voice? You were doing the voice this week? Okay. How you been doing, Diane, with the voice this week? Ah, that tells you haven't been doing much of that then. Ah, right, yeah. Yes.
And the office where I work is like all the psychiatrists, you know, they're all very clear with what they have to say. They're all in the power.
Yeah. Yeah, the power of the voice, yeah. It makes a big difference. It makes a big difference when people come to talk. If the psychiatrist was a little shaky and didn't know. Okay, come in and sit down. Tell me what's wrong. First they go, oh, wow. Maybe he's supposed to go to the... Maybe he's one of the patients here. Yeah. Come in. And you know how gentle and soothing they are. Yeah. Yes. Yes. You can control people with the tones. The tones of your voice. Someone that's very excited, if you are calm and cool in your voice, it'll help calm and cool them. Because if they're not getting response, everybody likes to be related to and to relate to things. Because we all are related. You see, we're all humans. And so we have that human relationship. And it brings, so it's a natural thing to bring that back. And the one that's the firm in conscious control is the one that'll hold the attention. The ones in firm conscious control of their voice, the material they're giving out, will hold the attention. And so you want to hold the attention, the energy there. We're just sharing with everybody's been doing the voice this week, and we had them record and do that. You got some of that on Monday night, but the metaphysical part was taught on Sunday. Good. How you been doing, Cy, with your voice and working on it? Yes. Yes.
And watching people see, pick up their key.
Right. Get the person's key. You can relate to them much better talking to them in their key than you can in some other key. See, anything that you can do to attune gives you better control and awareness of that you are attuning to. You see, the better you can attune, the better the attunement. There's nothing too spectacular to say there. Go ahead.
It's
I've been doing that all my life, pretty much. Diversion people, you just kind of go to their, how they level they come from.
I used to do it with dialects, too. If they was talking in Spanish, man, I was right along with the rest of the brush. So, yeah, that's good. That's good.
It's amazing how people don't have a control, don't know they can be denied in conscience.
Right.
Just by myself being able to adapt to any person to talk to.
You notice you get a clearer response from them that way, too.
Yeah,
they feel closer, right? Because you're making that step of identification. Remember, there's always a reaction to your action. So as you make a step towards them, they're going to have a reaction. They're either going to come towards you or go away from you or stand still, you see. And if you watch the way you can draw people in that, you'll start seeing how that works on a lot of different people, the same thing. How you can draw them close to you with a certain attitude, you see. How you can repel them with another attitude. I'm good at drawing and repelling. What I do to contraries is I push them away and they keep coming. Is that right? Oh. We're getting him over his contrary attitude anyway, huh? Take it so now. When I first used to say those things, you go, boom, oh God. Now he goes, ha, 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 not that way anymore. Good, good, good. Getting it. How'd you do this week, Gene, with your voice? Right, right. That's a very important key. The breath does come from deep.
But sometimes we talk and we tighten up here, you know.
Yeah, we get squeaky. We're talking up here.
And we're not getting the depth in what we're doing. And that depth makes a difference in your life, too. Whether you'll have an in-depth experience or not. If you're talking shallow, you're going to have shallow experiences. The more deeper you talk, the more deeper the experiences will be, too. Good, good. What else did you... Is that it? Okay, good. How about you, Mishla? Right, right.
Yeah, it's like that vibration that you're breaking through the resonance is creating more. What I was visualizing was that as you're working with the tones, as the tones are vibrations of frequencies and colors, you're actually creating an aura around you that affects those.
Right.
There's no resistance because you're so passive, so that one is not aware of your resistance. So it just pulled them in, and I had a great experience with them because I was, for some reason, one day I just didn't, it was so beautiful, I didn't take the bath, so I walked into the outhouse. I was walking, I was just feeling this whole crazy joy and very happy, and I was singing, and I just noticed all the people all around were attracted to that.
The light, right.
And a personal stranger drove by, turned around, came by again, and I rolled down their window and asked what I was singing to them. And I said, well, I couldn't tell them what I was singing to them. I was just
channeling.
And what it was I found out that it's so strange with this person that what you're doing at school presentations is that you're pulling forward.
Yes. Yes. Good, good. Well, it hasn't ended. You should work with this the rest of your time. You should work with this as much as possible. I work with it all the time. I've been working with it for years. And the more you work with it, the more command you get in that area of consciousness. Good. One thing he mentioned there is about bringing up the light body. Remember in the first lessons when we talked about the atoms and the spin of the atoms, vibration of the atoms, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're bringing them closer to centers, we're taking in expanding electrons, we're getting them to spin at different vibrations. Those different spins take and cause the resonance that radiate out your light and make you attractive or not attractive, depending on how you're radiating. And there's a key. Everyone would like to be joyful, but a lot of people don't know how. They just don't know how. And when somebody's exercising that, they want to know how. And when you're resonating or vibrating the God consciousness, people are going to want to know how to be that. So you should also see God consciousness in your voice. Put God consciousness in your voice. Good. How you doing, Nancy Shaft, known as Hilasa? Let's all look at her, Project. Project to me. Yes. Good, good. Clear, simple. That's the keys there. That's good. How about you, Esther Ray? Would you like to share with us your consciousness, your voice this week? About 40 minutes. What the mantras do, the chants do, exactly. They make bridges. Yes, yes, yes. Light body change. now you're starting to get metaphysically aware, that which is beyond the physical, getting that light body experience. There were several of you mentioned the light body experience. You didn't work with the, did you work with the voice this week? Okay, work with your voice and concentrate on its tones and how you're projecting it. Next week, I want, let's see, you're going to have to remember this, Eileen and Jeff and Diane and Mishlabaugh, each of you to prepare a 15-minute talk on any subject you want to. Now, to prepare your talks, and the rest of you are going to be doing this too. Each week we're going to be setting up a talk, and first we're going to have some of them. This is to get you used to doing it. Now, there's several steps that you need to follow. The first step is to realize you got to have a beginning. These are really, I don't know whether we'll be able to get these steps. They're really complicated. The second one is a middle, and then an end. This is the last step. See? Now, that's, I don't know if that's, be able to get this, but it has to have a beginning, a middle, and an ending. An approach, a body of content, and then a closing is sales talk for the same thing. But you should have a way to start out in what you're saying. And the starting should lay the foundation for what the content is going to expand upon. So here you're, the beginning is the foundation. And the middle is that content. Now the content should expand upon the points laid out in the beginning. Now you may have 3 points to cover, 2 points, 7 points, whatever amount of points you have to cover. You've only got 15 minutes. And so I want your talk on that 15 minutes, these four right here. And then next week we'll do four more, and the next week we'll do whatever's left, and then the next week we'll do two, and then we'll be doing two each week. And so you're going to be doing something for a while to build up your little, you know, your ability to get the teaching out. See? And then the end should be a summary of what the content and the foundation laid in consciousness. So you've got this foundation, the content, and the summary that you want to work with when you are laying out your talk. You have to have a way to begin, you have to have something in the middle, and something in the end. The beginning should have the points you're going to cover in the content, and the summary should have the winding up of those points, or showing how they all relate one to another. Your whole thing should be related one to the other. It should be a relative information from one level to the other. Now, if you're going to be a minister, a healer, a teacher, you got to have this ability. And we're only doing it 15 minutes. But can you imagine teaching a 3-hour class? See? 2 hours of discourse and that? So, that's what you're going to be doing for your talk. And the subject matter can be anything that you want to talk about. Anything. And we're going to see where you're coming from now. See? See what you are coming from. Today's class, what we're dealing with is time and timeless realms. And we're moving now on. We've been working with, first we worked with the atom structures, and then we worked with vortex control and channeling light. And remember, when you are using the voice, you are channeling light. And you should be able to be sensitive to your light body level, to the atoms of your body, to the very atomic structure of your body. And so you're channeling this, and you're doing it in one of two states of consciousness. You're doing it in time consciousness or timeless consciousness. In timeless consciousness is always present consciousness. It's always the power of the presence, and it's always a present state or a now type consciousness, the timeless. But the now is not fixed with the same associations as time consciousness. Time, we're dealing with planetary movement and all of this. Timeless now is a perfect now. It's not bound by any material things. Where time consciousness is always bound to material bodies. It's always bound, time consciousness is always bound to a material body. The time consciousness of this planet is bound to this planet. 24 hours a day wouldn't mean something to a planet that turns 28 hours a day or every 88 days does a revolution or something like that. It wouldn't be the same, you see. So it's bound to that body, that body. When you get out in space, time is the duration from point A to point B, from where you're at to where you want to go. So time is in that, conducted in a different way. It's from point to point in space, where in when we get onto the body, then it's with the body itself. In the timeless realms are the most creative realms. They have no boundary to bodies, and so they can, the forms, your form can flow freely. And so form flows freely. It doesn't have any limitations or boundaries. And so it has a flowing effect in a timeless realm. And if you get into a flow of creative energy, like you're singing or you're painting or you're doing something like that, you're not paying attention to time. And time, you could, it could pass slow or fast. You know, it all depends on where you are at the point you become aware of time again. And so one side of your brain deals with time, and the other side deals with timeless. Now, if you're a right-handed person, it's the right side of your brain that is timeless. If you're a left-handed person, it's the left side of your brain that is timeless. Your left side of your brain will be time-orientated if you're a right-handed person. If you're a left-handed person, it'll be the right side of your brain. It'll be the opposite. The time realm deals with aggressive energies. Time realm deals with aggressive energy. Timeless realm deals with passive energy. The timeless realm deals with letting things happen. And the time realm deals with making things happen. So there's a difference in those two realms too. The spiritual being seeks to stay within the timeless realms as much as possible and not to be bound in the illusion of lesser realms of consciousness. Now, in the timeless realm, there is no past, present, or future. There's always the present now. The present now. The present now. And it's always in that realm of being. Time orientation deals with three areas: past, present, and future. Now, you may be using a time consciousness predicated upon past experience, which would not give you your full power in the presence. And so a lot of people are bound in time in past awareness. And when they look at something, they're always looking at what they did before they look what they're going to do. So they always look at what they did before they look what they're going to do. You see? In the presence awareness, they'd be looking at what they're doing and what they're going to do in the future. You see? So this is what they did, do, and going to do. So when people have this orientation, when they're always looking what they did, then they're always reflecting in the past. And they're always slower than the other people around them that's in the present or in the future. That's the slowest state of consciousness. Because when you have to reach back, remember, wherever you're becoming aware of, your mind is touching that. Whatever you become aware of, your mind is touching it. Whatever you're aware of, your mind is touching. If you are aware of something that happened in the past, your mind is touching that in the past. It's reaching into the past to touch that. It's not in the presence. And so it strings out your energy. It takes your power out of it now and puts it off into what has been, you see, in the past. It's actually reaching back in the planet's wake behind the stream that is causing in the wake of that energy radiating out to the cosmos, you see, and it's spiraling. So a lot of times people, when you get them talking too much about the past, they may get dizzy, because every time you go back, you've got to do that counter clockwise spiraling motion backwards. It's counterclockwise spiraling backwards, and it's clockwise spiraling forward. And it's stillness in the present. The presence is always a still state of doing. You're right into that doing. So when you're in that consciousness, in the presence, it's in a still state. So you can be in that still state presence now in a time or timeless awareness. But you can't be in the still state in the past or future awareness. Because the past has all the activities of the past within it, plus whatever you're creating by looking at that. See? Which could be fantasy. And in most instances is fantasy. Looking off into the future is also can be fantasy. And a lot of people are looking off in the future and they're fantasizing, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, I want this to happen, I want that to happen. And that's not true. What is happening is the only truth there is. That isn't true until the outcome. So that's not truth. That's fantasizing. And the only place that you can project the future is in the presence. You can't go into the future and project the future. The future is projected from the presence. And what you have to work with to project your future is all experiences of the past plus the present awareness. Everything you've ever done plus what you have aware or available to you in the now. That's what gives you your future. But some people don't have the presence available in their future planning because they're in the past. You see, reflecting off the past to plan. So they don't have the power of the presence giving them their future. And then they never get those things that they desire to happen in the future. They feel like they have to go out of this time period and go forward to something. Well, when you go there, there's nothing there. It can only be seen from the presence, the probability of the future. The probability of the future. And so the probability is only a probability until the outcome, which happens in a presence, which happens in a now. And so the future can change by changing the now. You can change your whole future by your changing your now. You can change your whole direction of movement by changing your now. Now here's what happens. These are like lines of light. And there is just an infinite number of these lines going towards the source, returning to the source, or going backwards. Some people are going backwards. Some are going towards the source. Now say you've been traveling along this line of light over here. You've been traveling along this line of light. And so you've been doing the things that is vibrating within this structure. And so you'll go to where that structure leads. But if you find you no longer want to go there by seeing the probability of what may be so, or what may happen by you going in that direction, and you wish to change, you can move over. You can move over as many of these lines of light as you want to move over and start another direction and go to where that vibration will take you. You are not bound in any one vibration. The people you are leading must understand that also. They are not bound to die of that sickness. There are some people that go, I see them go, the healers, and they say, I went to every doctor, they can't do anything for me, they've tried everything. And the healer says, well, now you've come to God. And he can do anything. And they said, yes, yes, I'm ready for it. Because they've given up all hope of being helped in the material way. They now rely on the spiritual way, and they get a healing. Because they're willing to no longer run along that line of light that ends in disaster. They take and move their point of view. They're no longer looking in the same angle of perception. They now have a different angle of perception. So, there is no boundary to one ray. You are a free will being. You are like the dial on the radio. You can put the dial anywhere you want to put it, on any frequency you want to put it. That's the power of your ability to channel or be a medium for that energy. You're either going to be a medium for that energy, you're going to be able to channel that energy only by being in it. Only by letting it flow through you. Where does it flow onto? The nervous system. And if your nervous system is not calmed, if your nervous system is not under control, if your awareness is not on your nervous system, then you will not know what light you are flowing over your nervous system. The nervous system goes as a has flowing over to electromagnetic fields of energy coming from the light. The light comes on, the electromagnetic energy of that is within the nervous system. Either it's a magnetic or electric effect there. Either it's drawing and magnetizing to, or it's electrifying and pushing away from, or pushing out from the center. Magnetism is pulling towards the center. Electric is pushing out from the center. That's the difference in those two energies. When you're electrifying, you're just radiating out energies over the people. When you're magnetizing, you're pulling the energies towards you. Now, you must be magnetizing on one dimension and electric on another dimension. If you're magnetizing, you'll blow up if you don't have an electrical outlet. If you don't have a way to dispense this energy. If you're doing healing and thinking you're doing it, all those vibrations are coming to you, and pretty soon you're going to be affected by them. And so you're magnetizing that to you, but you need something to release this to. So there's a great positive charge of consciousness known as Christ consciousness that you release into, so that you have the electrifying energies going into that and the magnetic energies of pulling the forces. You may be magnetizing the Christ in and radiating or electrifying out from you in the other direction. See, when you're teaching, when you're preaching, when you're healing, it's a magnetic energy. When it's teaching, it's electrifying. When you're preaching, it's electrifying. So get that tone. A lot of people take, and when they're up here and they're talking to people, what they want to do is they want to draw everybody to them instead of give. See, they want to take. And so they want to take all the attention. See, the thing is to be able to give attention out to the people that's there, so they know they are getting something. They've come to receive. And so you must be the giver. You see. And then we say to the person, are you ready to receive your healing? What you're doing is you're magnetizing the old energies out of them, and the electrifying energies of the Christ light is going in them as you're pulling the others out, and you're just in the middle of this, and then you're releasing back to the Christ light, you see, or back to that healing force, that healing guide that you are working with. Sometimes I work with Buddha. If I'm working with people that believe more in Buddha, then I'm going to tune into that cycle. And I'm going to let that cycle through me and them. That's the way the healing is going to take place. If they're working with Krishna or that consciousness, I'll tune into that energy. Young woman was going to have a baby, and she was spaced out. She was rejecting and felt rejected, and a bunch of things were going on in her, and she was afraid the baby was going to be malformed or something like that. Well, she believed in the yogic teachings and those kind of things. So that's where I talked to her. You see? If I would have said Christ to her, she's not in tune with Christ, it wouldn't have did the healing. God